Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A different kind of racing is coming to the Knoxville Raceway this weekend. Let's go in depth with Kenny Coolbeth, racer on the American Motorcyclists Association circuit, and Brian Stickle with the Knoxville Raceway. So, Brian, it's pretty interesting here. The motorcyclists are gearing up, doing a little bit of practicing for the races coming, what, September 8th?
Yep, September 8th, we'll have the AMA Pro Flat Track Grand Nationals here in town. Kenny will be here and a lot of other riders. We thought we'd give them this chance to see what Knoxville's like. They were all here last year, but give them a little chance to test it out before the event and maybe get an edge on their competitors.
So, but everybody was invited and had some folks show up.
Everybody was.
It's really interesting to watch. These guys get sideways, mm-hmm. Don't you, Kenny?
Yeah, it's for other people. For us, it's not that hairy, but, I've grown up doing it, and it's just, it's in my blood, so it doesn't really scare me. It's a blast.
Well, it looks like fun. It looks like a lot of fun, but now you're just going around in twos and threes, but when it gets everybody out there, it has to get crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you need a good start and stay up front, really. There's a lot of aggressive riding, which that's racing, it's good. Hopefully the people come out and watch this event. They put a lot of effort into it, and, we need more people involved in dirt tracks, so it's great that we're here. Knoxville is a huge name for sprint cars. Hopefully, we'll keep coming back here.
Tell us where you're from.
I'm from actually Morris, Connecticut.
And so, is there a big circuit that you guys all do?
It's a circuit, AMA Grand National Circuit that we do, and we have like 18 events a year all around the country. We just did Indianapolis last weekend, and we'll head out to California in a couple weeks after this race. So we're all over the place.
And why did you want them to come to Knoxville, Brian?
Well, first of all, these guys put on a great show, and we years back we used to have the AMA races here before, and we drew a great crowd, and we're hoping to build on that again. I mean, we love the sport. We think it's an exciting, entertaining sport, and we think our fans, current sprint car fans, will agree. If they just come check out the races, we think they'll have a good time. You might ask this guy about last year's finish as well.
So what happened last year?
It was one of the closest finishes. I wish I was one of the two of the guys up front, but we kind of struggled here last year, and we're going to take advantage of this meet and greet test session, and take advantage of it. Like I said, it was last year was a great race, and for people that haven't seen it, it's probably going to be pretty close to the same. There's a handful of guys that are going to be up front and are capable of winning.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the motorcycle racing events at the Knoxville Raceway this weekend with Kenny Coolbeth, racer on the American Motorcyclists Association circuit, and Brian Stickle with the Knoxville Raceway. Now, I understand you're one of the best riders in the world. You're ranked what? Second, third?
Well, right now, I kind of came off a leg injury. I broke my leg 7 weeks ago, so this is actually my second time on the bike. Last weekend, Indy was first, ended up fifth there last weekend. So, won the championship 06, 07, and 08. So, ride for Factory Harley Davidson, which is a plus too. So, I'm fortunate to have good people behind me.
There's a lot of Harley fans. Are they all Harleys or all different kinds of bikes?
There's all different kinds of bikes that are getting involved, and that's what we need for the sport, I think, And, they just need to make it fair for everybody and, just race, man, elbow to elbow and be aggressive and have fun.
And so that must be fun, all of the different manufacturers of the bike get involved, and they want their bikes to do the best. They want the public visibility. They want to sell more bikes. They want the best riders, I presume.
Yeah, yeah, it brings more money into the sport and, you know, more opportunities for us riders. So it's great.
And so is it appropriate for me to ask what kind of money we're talking about? What's the purse here at Knoxville, for example?
I think it's like to win the event from, like, the purse is $5,300.
Overall, I think the purse is right around 50 grand, in that range. So, I mean, these guys are competing for some real money, and that keeps them going on the road.
And how fast will you go out there? It looked like 100 miles an hour.
Probably, yeah, 90 to 100 here. This track's really fast. It's one of the fastest half miles that we go to, and it's prepped really well, too. So that's a huge plus.
So you really want a fast track.
Yeah, I'd kind of like it more technical, you know, like kind of a little more skittery. It's a lot of traction out there, but same for everybody, you know. We're just have to learn and take it and come back here race day and school them.
And so when you go out on the track and you're testing it out, what are you feeling? Can you give some words that describe different tracks to people? What I mean, because to me it just looks like varying degrees of packed and unpacked earth.
Well, it's really consistent, you know. Like I said, the track's prepped well. It's some of the tracks we go to is inconsistent, which would mean, you know, marbly, loose gravel on top of like hard packed surface. This here is pretty good prepped. You know, it's hard and consistent all the way through. So it's one of the best tracks we go to.
Well, that should help getting people to come back if it's one of the best tracks.
Well, we hope so. These guys, as I say, put on a heck of a show. And if anybody who comes to the race, they won't be disappointed.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the motorcycle racing events at the Knoxville Raceway this weekend with Kenny Coolbeth, racer on the American Motorcyclist Association circuit, and Brian Stickle with the Knoxville Raceway. Well, tell me a little bit about what you're wearing. It's leather, but you've got an interesting pair of boots on. Could you explain this to our listeners?
Yeah, I wear a full leather suit made by Dee's Leathers. It's a lady out of Ohio. She makes them custom made, and they got padding and stuff in them. We wear knee braces, and the steel skid shoe allows us to skim our foot across the ground going into the left-hand corners without catching. You know, it's really shiny on the bottom, really slick, so it allows us, it's actually just out there for a feeler, really. We don't really apply much pressure.
And what is it, aluminum?
It's actually metal steel.
Steel? Yeah. And okay, and so you use
it... And it's surfaced on the bottom with a special coating.
Okay, and so you use it to grab, to balance?
To balance, mostly, balance. And if you get off balance, you'll place it on the ground, and it allows you to skim the ground, which instead of grabbing it, if you just put your boot down, it's not much. The sole is pretty sticky. So.
And so, how many laps are we talking about? Is it just one race? Is it many races? Is there trials?
You have like on September 8th, we'll have time trials earlier in the day. I think starting around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they have a couple of heat races for I think the expert class or the pro class.
Both classes will have their 10-lap heats, and there's four that qualify to that. The rest go to a semi, and two come out of that, and then. The main event is 25 laps.
So 25 laps, that goes fast, doesn't it? It
goes pretty quick. We're doing 23-second lap times here, so it goes pretty quick.
Do you have to worry about lap traffic?
Usually not, no. Most of the guys are pretty much on pace that are in the main events.
That or they've had a problem and they're off the track.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know, one neat thing we have is in the afternoon on September 8th, we have a meet and greet with the drivers that if you buy your ticket, you can get into the infield, meet the drivers, check things out from the infield, and then go back out to your seat for the race later in the evening.
So people can come down and meet some of the best drivers in the world.
Absolutely. Get their autographs and shake their hands.
Now, you look in great shape. Do you do other things to stay in shape?
Yeah, I train. If I'm not racing, I'm training. So it's a dangerous sport, and when you're physically fit, it keeps your confidence up and keeps you, you know, on your toes.
So what's a typical training regime for you?
Usually, you know, recently I broke my leg, and, you know, last couple weeks I've been doing at least 120 miles on a bicycle, and, you know, going to the gym and just pretty much everything. Usually I train quite a bit, cross-train and motocross, but obviously with my bad leg I don't do that right now, so just really go to the gym and ride bicycle, and that's about it.
Some aerobics, some weights.
Yeah, it's stretching, weights, free weights, whatever.
Now, I'm sure you have some great competitors. Could you tell us a little bit about a few of them? A couple of them?
Yeah, there's pretty much all of them are good competitors. You know, they're, like I said earlier, there's a handful of fast guys that could win at any event. So there's, you know, Jared Mees, which is winning the championship points right now. And he has won the championship points in 2009. So, and Jake Johnson. There's several of them, and they're all out there to get that big W every time. So, we have to be on top of our toes.
Now, here with our sprint cars, we have, you know, all kinds of rivalries, old histories. Some people like, some people they don't like, and there's all kinds of controversies. If you like so-and-so, you don't like so-and-so. It's a very rich tradition of competition in the sprint cars and the personalities, et cetera. Is there any of that goes on, too?
There's not as much, I don't think, but there is some, you know, which I think it'll help grow the sport, you know. It'll get people interested, so that's good. There's a couple guys that, you know, don't really care what they say about other riders, but, you know, it's good as long as that, you know, I don't need to be doing that. I'm kind of a soft-spoken guy, so I just keep to myself and, you know, let them do all the arguing.
So you're the quiet, good guy that,
I guess,
that doesn't trash talk.
I guess so, you know. I sometimes I wonder myself, you know, I should, but, you know, I wasn't brought up that way, and I'm here to do one job, is to win.
And so you're one of the guys people will be cheering for.
I hope so. You know, I have quite a bit of fans that follow me, and, you know, it's great. You know, I can't ask for anything more. It's a blessing that I race motorcycles, and I love doing it. So a lot of people can't say they love their job.
Now, Brian, how far do you think this will draw from people from all over the Midwest?
Oh, yeah. We have people calling from Texas, from, you know, several states away that'll come out. So I think as the event grows and gets bigger, we'll get people from across the country.
Is there a worldwide audience?
Yeah, there's the people follow everywhere. Yeah, Japan. You know, I get emails and Facebook messages from everywhere, so it's pretty cool.
Okay, so the event starts when? When should people come on September 8th?
Well, September 7th, we have a vintage flat track event, so they can check that out. And then September 8th, the event, they should be here by 3. The riders are on track, I think, about 3:30 or 4 o'clock that day, and they'll get a full day's of entertainment. We'll have vendors each day, and there'll be a lot for them to see. Tickets, two-day tickets, just $30, so two-day discount ticket.
And, Kenny, I can see you're itching to go to get on the track again. Any last things you'd like to share with our audience?
Come out and watch this. You know, that I guarantee you'll come back the following year to watch it. You know, tell all your friends. It's what we need. Give us a shot, and like I said, you'll be back.
Thanks to Kenny Coolbeth and Brian Stickle for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard, bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.